It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it. It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone. The Zone Sports Network. It's unrivaled. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, myself, Alex Keery. We're here all the way up until 5 o'clock. You're going to get a Jazz pregame coming up here in just a little while. This band you're listening to is the band of the day. Black Label Society. Band of the day brought to you by LiveNation.com. Find out more about these artists and information about tickets. Go to LiveNation.com. They're coming to Salt Lake City this weekend. You can go see where those tickets are. So let's do it. Black Label Society. Also, by the way, if we're jumping into it now, the NFL Roundup, we just got a couple segments left here before we start giving thanks, Scott. So I'm excited about being able to give thanks with you here, buddy.
Well, and you know, we're going to listen to the Jazz or watch the Jazz game. I mean,
did you say you want me to come over? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
your
come
house
on.
Is like right down
I
the
won't
road.
Be there, but yeah, come right over.
The NFL Roundup brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory, shop online, lhmusedcars.com. We're here at General RV all the way up till 5, though. If you come in, throw your name in the box, we're giving away a lucky pair of tickets to the third row for the Jazz and Spurs on December 17th. Imagine having that third row ticket, man. That'd be awesome. But come down. We're wrapping up our tour to fans. It's our way of saying thank you for an awesome season of General RV hanging out with us every week. So it's been a lot of fun. NFL Roundup, Scott, means NFL stories. And so let's jump in here. Robert Saleh was asked about why they brought in Joe Flacco to the team. It seems like a pretty obvious answer because they needed a quarterback. They got, like, nobody. Now, he's unvaccinated. They said that they knew that, and they were taking the shot at it anyway. He, of course, was exposed this week to COVID, and so he's on the COVID no-fly list, and so is Mike White, which means Zach Wilson, who we think is 100% healthy. According to the team, he is. He's getting the start this weekend, so this is a lot of stuff to have to juggle. We've talked about this with the college football side of things and how annoying last year was for these coaches and players to have to go through all the protocols. But, man, it's a weird world to have to deal with. You sign a guy, he plays for 1 week, and then he has to go onto the COVID list.
Well, Joe Flacco's a good player.
Yeah.
And,
he'd be a good mentor for
He'd be
for
great,
Zach,
yeah. And it's something that they've needed, I think, from the very beginning. You typically, when you get a young quarterback, you get an old veteran guy. And then as that young quarterback grows and gets older, you switch it, right? And so then you have an older veteran starter, and you get a young, you know, apprentice, maybe not necessarily a guy that's going to be your long-term solution, but that's kind of how you – because you don't want two old veteran quarterbacks on the same team because it's too many roosters in the hen house.
Right, sure.
You know, did I say that one right?
Roosters. Is that the metaphor? Yeah. You got the two animals, right? They're both in the chicken family.
Yeah. but aside from this, it feels like there's something not right with Zach Wilson. Like, because they talked about mechanics breaking down.
What does that
mean?
I was going to ask you about that. When they go, oh, yeah, his fundamentals were started to break down, that's why they're bringing in John Beck.
What I wonder is not fundamentals, but, like, emotionally, is he, like, kind of maybe a little bit shell-shocked?
That pressure's starting to get to him.
Because you want to see a guy through his rookie year. It's going to be ups and downs, but it's going to be a climb. And when you're not seeing that, you think of Mac Jones with New England. I mean, this guy just has had a nice steady incline. And another guy that maybe the same thing is Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has struggled, and they're trying to figure out what do we do? Do we go back to an offense the guy knew in college, because he's not getting the concept of having to read a defense in the NFL, and it's new to him. And I'm not saying Zach Wilson doesn't have that, because I think he's further along maybe in his IQ of football than Trevor Lawrence. But it just feels like they're taking their own sweet time with this injury. This is an injury that's 10 days. And if you're a team and you're the guy that, man, they want to get in there, it just seems like Zach Wilson should have been playing before now. And I don't know if it's an MCL, it doesn't take that long. I mean, a lot of guys will play through something like that or play within a week, and it just seems odd. And to kind of bring Joe Flacco in and have these issues and all this stuff, because it's like we really don't even want to play Zach Wilson right now.
I wonder if his head's in the game, and I wonder if this is an early, like, we didn't want to get you in yet either, but I guess we're going to have to, you know, like that feeling.
Well, they chose that from the beginning. They said, Zach's our guy, and there's no competition. He's just like, we're throwing that guy out there. It's really hard your first year to really do anything.
I think they got to keep Joe Flacco on the staff. It wouldn't be bad to keep, not just this year, I'm saying keep him signed on. Keep that guy on the roster for a little while to at least mentor this kid as he's kind of going through his career. That's a guy who went to a Super Bowl. You know,
well, he's got to get over COVID.
No, I know. I'm saying after all this, he gets over COVID.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And the Jets and the – oh, you don't know if he's going to get over COVID.
Yeah, he's to get over it.
Get over your COVID, bro. Well, I think that
– trying to think of is there a guy out there that would be a good mentor quarterback –
hey, Fitzmagic, he can go
he's already been there.
Before. I know, but
been there, done that.
That won't preclude the guy from going in there.
Fitzmagic is a guy you don't want to have there.
What about Gardner Minshew?
Because
he's already kind of
wants to play.
You
need a guy that does, you know, doesn't really want to play.
Like, you want a backup who's like, hey, please don't put me in, coach.
Right, I'll be a mentor.
I'll take that $5 million a year paycheck.
Yeah.
And hey, how about Taysom Hill? He's a proven backup. Can you imagine both of those guys on the same roster? We're bringing in a veteran backup quarterback. Well, what else is he? Well, tight end. He could also be a running back. Maybe he might be handing the ball off to Taysom Hill in the next couple weeks. I don't know.
Well, imagine Zach Wilson throwing to Taysom Hill in a game.
As soon as that ball gets completed, the universe explodes. Yeah. It just is like this weird inversion of stuff. The New York Jets have fired their OC, the Giants fired their OC, Jason Garrett. It took Jerry Jones, what, 15 years it felt like to finally fire his buddy Jason Garrett. The Giants are with him, and we're not even all the way through the season yet, and they do not like what he's doing with Daniel Jones. They don't like what's going on with that offense. Is that Jason Garrett's fault, though? I mean, they've got some injuries there. They've got all sorts of problems.
Well, it's always someone's fault, and it's either the players or the coach, and it just kind of depends on where it is. I've never been a big fan of Daniel Jones. I don't think the Giants really have a lot of talent offensively. And Jason Garrett's had a lot of success offensively as a coach. I liked the hire before. You have to also wonder, and I know this probably isn't a thing, but maybe it is. You're talking a longtime Cowboy, Jason Garrett. I mean, he played for the Cowboys, he coached for the Cowboys, and he goes to the New York Giants.
That seems like
it's just almost, it's like really like
you're already on thin ice.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, finding any possible excuse to get, see, it's like, because they're going, yep, those Cowboys, they just never can trust them and kind of thing. And And I know I'm being a little bit funny about it, but I just wonder in
but
the back of someone's
there's
mind.
There's a little bit of that.
There's a little bit of that there. I really think that.
Who is it that I always forget? Is it the Maras that own
the Maras?
The Mara family?
Yeah.
They definitely. That's a family that's like, they've hated the Cowboys for decades.
Yes, they're,
and they're all, and you know, in back rooms, they go, plus he played for, he was a Cowboy. Yeah. Why would you do this?
Exactly.
Why would you try to do something like this? All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. Got our two-minute drill to wrap things up here. We're at the General RV at Point of the Mountain. You can come down. Last final waning moments for you to be able to put the name in for those third-row tickets to the Jazz Spurs for next month. Put them in there. Be a hero and win those tickets for that family member. And just tell them that you bought them for them. Say, hey, that's how much I love you. We're going to wrap things up. Coming up here, two-minute drill right around the corner. Stay with us. It's 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.